Biden commutes sentence of Hamas leader's half-brother. By Joel B. Polak on December 13, 2024. President Joe Biden commuted the federal prison sentence Thursday of Mufid Abdulkader Mishal, or Mufid Abdul Qader, the half-brother of billionaire Hamas leader Khaled Mishal, who had served 16 of his 20 years. Biden issued 39 pardons and commuted some 1,500 sentences, some of them involving controversial figures. Abdul Qader was convicted in 2008 as one of five defendants in the Holy Land Foundation terrorism funding trial, in which a Muslim charity in the U.S. was found to have funneled donations to Hamas after it was designated a terror group. The Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR, which worked with the Biden-Harris administration to water down the White House anti-Semitism strategy, was named as an unindicted co-conspirator in the trial. It was not immediately clear why Abdul Qader had been released. Some observers expressed outrage that the Biden-Harris administration had released a Hamas-linked prisoner while Hamas is still holding Americans hostage in Gaza. "I cannot believe this. The Biden admin just released a senior Hamas terrorist, 16 years into a 20-year sentence, without securing the release of a single American hostage held in Gaza. Our government is being run by fools or traitors or both." Ship off Theseus, at Jewish Space Laser, December 12, 2024. The Times of Israel, however, reported that Israeli sources speculated that the release took place as part of hostage negotiations with Hamas, which are said to have improved in recent days, since President-elect Donald Trump said there would be all hell to pay if all 100 of the remaining hostages were not freed by January 20th. And since the collapse of the Assad regime in Syria left Hamas with few remaining sources of military support in the Muslim world. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.